SBS हिंदी।
SBS हिंदी पर आज बात करते हैं एक ऐसे ऑस्ट्रेलियन व्यक्ति के बारे में जो टॉयलेट वॉरियर के नाम से जाने जाते हैं, और ये नाम उन्हें लोगों ने इसलिए दिया है क्योंकि वो भारत में, खास करके भारत की जो स्कूल्स हैं, जो शालाएं हैं, वहाँ पर टॉयलेट्स बनाने के लिए काफ़ी प्रयत्न कर रहे हैं। उन्हें अपने इस प्रोजेक्ट में सफलता भी कुछ अंश तक मिली है। इस व्यक्ति का नाम है मार्क बेला।
I met some young men on a train in Mumbai, and they invited me to visit their community. And they lived in Dharavi. I think you'd know Dharavi, the big slum in Mumbai. So they took me to visit Dharavi, which was just a fascinating experience. And I've become very close friends with these guys since. But during our visit to Dharavi, right at the end of the visit, we went into a school. And I was looking around the school, and I saw there are lots of little boys and girls, and teenage boys as well, but there were no teenage girls in the school at all. I asked my two new friends what was going on, and they said, well, they all dropped out because there are no toilets in the school. That's where it started for me. My daughter was about 13 at the time, so she was moving on to secondary school and exciting educational future ahead of her. And for the girls who had dropped out of this school, their education had basically come to an end because of something as basic as a toilet.
भारत की स्कूल्स में टॉयलेट यानी कि शौचालय की ज़रूरत और टॉयलेट्स को उपलब्ध करवाने की वास्तविकता, ये दोनों बिंदुओं के बीच एक पूरी प्रोसेस रही। मार्क बताते हैं कि जब उन्हें ये विचार आया, तब से उन्होंने सैनिटेशन, हेल्थ और हाइजीन पर काफ़ी अभ्यास करना शुरू कर दिया। अपने अन्य एक व्यावसायिक प्रवास के दौरान उन्होंने जाना कि रोटरी क्लब के साथ हाथ मिलाकर वो अपने इस सपने को साकार कर सकते हैं।
I guess when I went home, came back home to Australia, I started telling people what I'd discovered in this school. I'd done a lot of reading about it, and then I was back in India on business, and I was having some problems with a factory that I was managing in Calcutta. And we had a board meeting in Mumbai, so I thought I'd better meet with a consultant who can help me with the factory in Calcutta before the board meeting. So we met up. You know how it is in a business meeting, have a bit of small talk at the beginning. So we talked about my experience of India, and I said to him, can you believe there are schools in your country without toilets? And he said, well, actually, I know about that because my Rotary Club has a relationship with a school that needs toilets. And so I said to him, okay, I don't really know about Rotary. What's that? Isn't that just old men cooking sausages outside Bunnings? And he told me Rotary was a bit more than that. And I came home to Australia. I told the story to a Rotary Club here. And then from there, we started raising money and doing presentations and went back to this guy's Rotary Club in India. And we partnered on building our first toilets, which we opened March 2015. We opened 15 toilets and a school of 500 children. So that was where our first project finally happened.
वैसे तो हम सब जानते हैं कि आजकल भारत में स्वच्छ भारत अभियान के तहत टॉयलेट्स बनाने की मुहिम चालू है। क्या स्कूल्स में टॉयलेट बनाने को लेकर सामाजिक या प्रक्रिया के तौर पर प्रोसीजरल कोई दिक्कत या चैलेंजेस का सामना उन्हें करना पड़ा?
I've got to say, we didn't hit any barriers until we tried to get a permit to build the toilets. That was our first barrier, and this one of the problems, and you would probably know about this in India, a lot of buildings are built illegally. Certainly in the past, that was very common. And to get a permit to build these toilets, we discovered that the school had been built illegally, and that many of the houses nearby had been built illegally, and even the road had been built illegally. So for us to get a permit, we would have to remove everything and start again. So we didn't get a permit. We got a letter from a local politician saying, please do this project.
Mark ne hal hi mein apne anubhavon par aadharit ek pustak prakashit ki hai. और उसका टाइटल, उसका शीर्षक भी दिया है टॉयलेट वॉरियर। इस पुस्तक के बारे में वर्ल्ड टॉयलेट ऑर्गेनाइजेशन के स्थापक जैक सिम ने कहा है कि इस पुस्तक के माध्यम से पाठक को जीवन का एक नया मकसद मिल सकता है।
The reason for the book, I guess this experience has been very positive for me. I've benefited enormously from helping these people in great need. We've helped more than 30,000 children in India so far in the last 4 years. I felt the story needed to be told, partly for myself. I didn't want to forget the amazing experience. And also, I feel it's just another way of continuing to raise awareness and continuing to raise money, because, you know, this issue hasn't gone away. The Swachh Bharat program has made a huge difference to India, but there's still a lot of work to be done, and we don't want to stop the work.
Ek chote se anubhav se shuru hue is pure prayas ko ab Bharat ke vivid rajyon mein prasarit kiya ja raha hai. Maharashtra, Delhi aur Punjab ke saath saath अन्य क्षेत्रों में भी इस प्रोजेक्ट के माध्यम से मार्ग काम कर रहे हैं. मार्ग साथ ही में कहते हैं कि उन्होंने एक व्यवस्था बनाई है जिसके माध्यम से लोगों के साथ जुड़कर भारत के जो स्कूल्स हैं उसमें टॉयलेट्स बनाए जाएं, उनका मेंटेनेंस करने के लिए, उसे सतत कार्यरत रखने के लिए बच्चों और स्कूल के स्टाफ को तालीम दी जाए, उन्हें कहा जाए कि किस तरह से इस टॉयलेट्स का उपयोग वो लंबे समय तक कर सकते हैं. इस पूरी बातचीत के अंत में एक बेहद ही भावुक अनुभव को बताते हुए मार्क कहते हैं कि
So one of my most powerful experiences in India, I went to a small community in a district called Raigarh, which is south of Mumbai, west of Pune, I guess. A tiny little village of maybe 300 people. And there was one school with 25 kids, all primary age children. The school had no toilet. So there was one teacher, a young woman, 25 years of age. So I asked her how she managed. And she said that she lived in another village about 2 hours away by bus. She'd travel to work every day on the bus. She'd work all day, then she'd travel home on the bus. And when she got home, she'd have a big drink of water. So what she was telling me with that is she would go all day without drinking water, even in the heat of summer, just because she was afraid she might need to go to the toilet. I then asked her how she managed when she had her period, and she said the children didn't go to school on those days. So I thought about this at the time. I thought, so what she's telling me is that when she has her period, firstly, the entire community knows about it, the children's education is being cut, and the mothers have to stay home from work to look after the children, which means family incomes drop, because there's no toilet in the school for this young woman to deal with her personal and private needs. So together with a friend over there, we built one toilet with one wash basin. About 3 months after, my friend called me up and said he had a message from the teacher. She wanted me to know that when she arrived at school these days, the first thing she would do is to have a big drink of water. Bring the toilet in like that changed her health dramatically. But then beyond that, the previous month was the first time since she'd been working at the school that she'd been able to go to school every day. And the children had been able to go to school every day, which means that family incomes went up. She had her privacy and her dignity back, and the children's education was back on track because of one toilet.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं. SBS हिंदी को Facebook पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को Twitter पर फॉलो करें.